Hello my friends, it's Sam here, and today I bringing you something awesome on inside of the Arisen podcast. Today I'm going to share the reason why you should be a producer and not a consumer. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen podcast. Hey guys, welcome back, and I'm really excited for this episode. It's going to be a short one, but I'll just sit there thinking of, you know, creating a good workshop for, you know, my people, and then all of a sudden a light bulb moment came in, and you know, here's the backstory. So, you know, a few months, I think, you know, couple years ago, three years ago, when I was looking to go into this whole online game of, you know, making money online and, you know, living life on your terms and, you know, stuff like that, right? So I decided to, you know, reach out to people who were already doing that and then get help from them, right? And then one of the questions that I kept asking, I mean, one of the questions that, you know, my mentor asked me that, you know, had brought up all this, like, I mean, in terms of our reason and what we do, is he asked me, Samuel, what do you use your time for? And I was really dumbfounded, because I really honestly didn't know. Like, you know, for me, it felt like the day, the day was too long sometimes. The day is shorter, you know. Raise your hands if you've ever felt that way before. You'll be in a process of doing something, then realize that the day was very short, and then there are times when the day becomes really, really long. And when he asked me that question, I told him, you know, basically my I spend 4 or 5 hours on social media, you know, looking at pictures, you know, engaging with friends and stuff like that, right? And then he told me what I was doing was that I was you know, wasting money. I was losing opportunities that I could have been using to, you know, make a lot of money, right? And I didn't understand, but now I understand, because now I'm looking to teach others how to do this game. And then at the time, he didn't really say whether, you know, bring the concept of being a producer versus a consumer, but now I think is the reason why, you know, people do what they do, and the reason they are successful. Now most people, you know, if you talk to, you know, people who are baby boomers, what I mean by baby boomers are people who are, you know, who are not millennials, right? What I mean by millennials is, you know, people born in the 80s and 90s, right? We the young ones, right? If you look at what's our dispensation, we are what you call the social media freaks, or the new world, you know, dispensation, where everything we get, basically everything we learn, everything we entertain ourselves is through social media, right? You want to laugh out loud, go to YouTube and find some comedy stuff, right? If you want to engage, if you want to see, you know, really beautiful things, you know, you can go on Instagram, right? If you want to engage with people, go on Facebook and stuff like that, right? So we basically, our world is, you know, enclaved inside of the social media world, and for me, I don't have any problem with it, right? But the baby boomers, the those who are, you know, above the 50, 60, 70 level, they think that, you know, social media is the number one killer. It's, you know, I've read several articles where they are proposing social media is the one, is the very thing that is, you know, causing all these, you know, social vices here and then, stuff like that. I strongly disagree. But anyway, the reason I'm bringing this thoughts here is that, you know, the difference between you actually, you know, making money or staying arisen, even in the world of social media, is the concept of being a producer versus a consumer. Now, what is a producer? Basically, in basic English terms, right, a producer is someone who produces something, creates something, right? And then a consumer is someone who digests something, takes it, and then eats it up, right? And so usually, this is the trend. There are producers, people producing content, and then consumers, you know, So someone does a funny clip, right? That person is a producer, and we receiving it, we watching it, we sharing it all over social media, sharing it on our WhatsApp status, you know, and stuff like that. We are what? We are consumers. Now, if you look at it critically, you realize that what a producer just did isn't something so special, right? But at the end of the day, he's been able to engage you. And in our world right now, attention is the new currency. Attention is the new currency. The more attention you have on something, it could be your idea, it could be your product, it could be anything, like anything, the more attention you have, the more, you know, currency value you can, you know, equate that to. Look at musicians, right? The more fans they have, you know, substantially, you know, you could equate that to the amount of money they make, right? If you look at politicians, if you look at, you know, whatever in terms of anything that has to do with value exchange, right? It all boils down to the attention. How many people have you got the attention, right? And easily, attention can easily be equated to money, or, you know, some form of currency value exchange, right? And so if you think of it, you know, most baby boomers and you know, the aged and people who are not the social media freaks are always talking about social media, you know, hurting us and stuff like that, which the reason they are saying that is that most of us are consumers. Most of us go on social media. We spend 3, 4, 5 hours sparingly, of course. Most of us don't do it on a stretch, right? We do 30 minutes and then we go off, we go do our stuff and then come back 30 minutes and then go off, and then throughout the day we've probably spent like 4 or 5 hours inside social media. And I don't have any problem with that. But if you were complaining that, you know, you're not making money, you're not living life on your terms, if you're complaining, then this is the reason why things are not going well for you, is because you are being a consumer rather than a producer. Now, how do you become a producer, right? Because you might be saying, right, Sam, I don't have anything to talk about, I'm not engaging, I'm not entertaining. And trust me, you have something within you that someone would watch out there and be like, oh, I didn't know you do this, or I didn't know you think that way, or I didn't know you do this, right? And usually what I found out is that whenever I am in the state of being a producer, I spend less and less time on social media. It's funny how that works. I create and then put on social media, and then the consumers are on, and for me, hopefully, you know, what I produce out there are good quality content and value things that values that people could listen and then impact your lives, and that is good, right? And so if you're consuming my content, you know, it's awesome, right? But we are looking at those who are on social media just for the fun of it, just to kill time, just to engage without any form of value they have received on a physical level, whether economically, physically, psychologically, and whatever, right? And so what I'm trying to tell you guys is that start shifting from being a consumer much to being a producer. That way, what will happen is that you'll be able to gain people's attention. And again, attention is the new currency. Attention is the new currency. The more attention you get for your thing, right? It could be you selling stuff, maybe you selling shit all, right? You selling shit all. You should be a producer and not a consumer. What I mean by producer is take pictures of your shit all brand, post it out there. Take your phone out, do a video explaining what your shit up brand is all about, what you do, why you do what you do, get it out there. Because that way you'll be spending less and less time on consuming. And consuming would all the time take a lot of your, you know, of your limited time, right? And at the end of the day, you realize that you couldn't even work on what you really wanted to work on. But if you change your mindset of being, what can I produce for people to consume today? What can I produce for people to consume today? What happens is that you rather spend less and less time on consuming people's, you know, stuff, right? And then producing something for people, right? And so that's what I'll leave you guys with today, that, you know, try as much as possible to be a producer, not a consumer. right? You could be a good, you know, someone good on audio, right? Start doing audio stuff. You could be someone who likes writing, start writing stuff. You could be someone who loves videoing, right? Start videoing stuff. Be a producer, get out there, and then produce, keep producing, because that way, ultimately, you're going to have the attention you need to whatever you really want to have in life. And so anyway, I thought you guys might need this. I hope this helps. If yes, please screenshot where you're listening from, whether on iTunes or SoundCloud, or you downloaded on your phone, and please encourage your friends and family and people you care about to also listen to it, because if there's a chance that if you found value from it, then you're going to find value, you know. I mean, your friends and family and people you shared with are also going to find the same values. And so please do that for us, and don't forget to stay arisen. Cheers. Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you're on Android, and iTunes if you're on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.